Who cares? This is the Carson's Court Show, Google Podcast, our podcast, our radio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, because Spotify and Go Overcast. Welcome to the show today. We are absolutely packed. Great wild card weekend. Two more games today. What a couple upsets. CJ Stroud in Houston. Holy moly. Green Bay, Dallas, upset. Thought Kansas City looked pretty good. It's the Carson's Court Show, where the scale is always tip in favor of sports. So let me start with this. I want to start with this because this is interesting. So, Dallas, I've said this for the last few years now. When do you stop blaming the coach? First, it was when do you stop blaming the head coach and start blaming Dak? And a lot of you Cowboys, I said that 3 years or 4 years ago. And a lot of you Cowboy fans went, whoa, Jason Garrett was the problem. Okay. All right, I'll give you that. Let's fire Jason Garrett and bring in a Super Bowl winning coach, Mike McCarthy. Now, I'm sure a lot of you today, well, Mike McCarthy's the issue. He won a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. You got to be great in two dimensions. The first one is regular season, and the second one is playoffs. And Dak is not. When do you quit blaming the coach and start blaming Dak? Dak had That should have been an easy win for the Cowboys. Dak had everything going for him. Think about it. Home field advantage. Dallas is incredible at home this year. Incredible. And the quarterback. Before yesterday's game, most of you probably would have picked Dak over Jordan Love. In fact, almost all of you would have. Receiving core. Yeah, Dallas has the better receiving core. I like one Green Bay receiver named one Green Bay receiver. Romeo Doubs. That's it. They have a couple good ones. Defense, oh, it's Dallas. A lot of people think Dallas is a top five defense. Pass rush, Dallas. Special teams, Dallas. Coach, more than likely, a lot of you probably would have picked Mike McCarthy. I'm just saying, Dallas had every advantage going for him. I mean, you know, last weekend, I said, I feel bad for the team that has to go to Dallas. I mean, think about it. You know, this was, all the Cowboy fans always say, this is the year. And I say, well, the NFC's tough. This was the year I honestly could see the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl. This is the weakest the NFC's been in years. Probably will be the weakest it will be in years. I mean, there was three elite teams in the NFC. Philadelphia, you could argue, but Philadelphia stumbled into the playoffs. I don't know if they're going to beat Tampa tonight. They should. I don't know if they will. Three elite teams in the NFC. Detroit, Dallas, San Francisco. Those are it. Everyone else is okay, right? I'm just saying, it is really interesting to me. I mean, when does the Cowboy fans, I've been on it for 5-6 years now, there was three quarterbacks at that time, I said 6 years ago, I don't feel a franchise quarterbacks. At least they don't have the right fit. Dak, Drew Lock, Baker Mayfield. Drew Lock's not starting right now. Baker, his situation is really good. I'm not taking anything from Baker. It's been an incredible year for Baker Mayfield. Even if he loses tonight, you know, if he wins, it's just gravy on top. I'm just saying it. When does Jerry Jones and the Cowboy fans stop blaming the coach? First, it was Garrett. Now it's Mike McCarthy. Two coaches can't get to the NFC Championship with Dak. Two. They haven't been there since 1995. When do you quit blaming the coach? You could fire Mike McCarthy today, bring in Bill Belichick, and I'm still not sure under Dak Prescott if Dallas is a championship roster, Super Bowl team. Because this is year after year after year. Cowboys, I mean, when do you quit blaming the head coach? I've said that with Cleveland for years. They would fire their coach every year. When do you quit blaming the coach and put it on the GM? I mean, Cleveland was a disaster. Dallas isn't a disaster. I mean, these are really good receivers. Gallup, CD Lamb. When do you quit blaming the quarterback and start blaming the coach? Yesterday, that was my big takeaway. Jordan Love completely outplayed Dak. Completely. Dak said, a lot of you said going into the playoffs, Dak's the best quarterback in the NFC. I mean, when do you quit blaming the coach, Mike McCarthy, Jason Garrett, and start looking at Dak? I mean, I'm going to talk about another quarterback that I'm starting to lose trust in. Starting to not think he's a franchise quarterback. This is a good receiving corps with a good running back in Tony Pollard and a good offensive line and a great defense and a Super Bowl winning head coach. I mean, they won 12 and Brady was always good in two dimensions. Regular season, lock in the number one seed, playoffs, go to the Super Bowl. Peyton Manning, always great in the regular season and Super Bowl. The great ones are great in two. Regular season, playoffs, win the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. I don't see it with Dak. He's great in the regular season, 12-5. Here comes the Cowboys. They get to the playoffs, and it's the biggest upset I've seen in the last 5 years in the NFL. And it wasn't an upset. It was a complete humiliation, complete embarrassment, 27-0 at home to the Green Bay Packers. You got to give the Packers a lot of credit. You got to give Jordan Love a lot of credit. I said at the beginning of the year, I said, I think Green Bay with that offense, I said, I think Jordan Love will do enough to get, because it's a weak NFC, I think Jordan Love will do enough to get Green Bay to the playoffs. I don't think they'll win a game, I said, but I think they'll do enough to get Green Bay to the playoffs. Jordan Love looked like the best quarterback in the NFC yesterday. I mean, when he got completely outplayed by this is Jordan Love's first season to start and completely outplayed Dak Prescott. When do you quit looking at the coach and look at the quarterback? That was my big takeaway. Let's go to another quarterback that I can strictly say, I don't know if they're going to be great. And that's Tua. And Dolphins fans can say, well, it was -5 degrees out with a wind chill of in the 20s. Okay. Listen, I'm not even blaming the Dolphins for losing. No one expected him to win the game. It was Miami did not like cold air, and that's what they got. I mean, they're 0-11. When it's under 40 degrees. I saw that stat, I think, on ESPN or somewhere on social media. Negative. When it's under 40 degrees, 0-11. The Dolphins are a different team in cold air. I get it. But some of those throws Tua were making, and I thought Tua had a good year. I thought last 2 years, if Tua stayed healthy, I think the Dolphins would have beat Buffalo last year if Tua would have played in that game. I mean, the last 2 years, Tua had looked good. It's also been 2 first-round exits. That concerns me. Because, think about it. Is this roster, could it get any better? Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, incredible defense. Two great running backs. Pretty good offensive line. He was rushed somewhat in that game, but it was a pretty good offensive line. I mean, you are talking about Chris Jones on the other end. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to make of Tua. I mean, you know, I mean, I just don't. Could you imagine what Justin Herbert would do in this? Or Josh Allen? Or Patrick Mahomes? Miami had a way better receiving corps than the Chiefs. Way better receiving corps than the Chiefs. It didn't look like it in Kansas City. I mean, There was one receiver for Kansas City that had a pretty good game. One receiver. Tony. I mean, not Tony, excuse me. I'm just saying. When do you quit I mean, when do you stop thinking about the Chiefs or Dolphins and say, do they have the right quarterback? It is interesting. So, yeah, one Chief receiver had a good game, Rice. That was it. Rasheen Rice. Dolphins have two A-plus ones. An A-plus defense when healthy. An A-plus running game. An excellent offensive line. And they put up 7 points. That's concerning for Tua. Very concerning. And I get it. Hawaii-born kid went to Alabama, to Miami. Warm, warm, warm. Okay. Guess what? Kansas City is going to be good for the next 10 years. Buffalo is going to be good for at least the next 6 years. I'm just saying, you got to be able to play in cold air. I mean, if you can't play in zero under 40, Kansas City and Buffalo will beat you every time in the playoffs. They will. Baltimore is going to be good for the next 5 years, cold weather. Cleveland's going to be good for the next 5, 6, 7 years. Cold weather. I mean, I'm just saying. I don't know what to think of Tua. Last 2 years, played pretty good. Pretty good at home. 70 degrees. 80 degrees. Goes on the road. Kansas City. Buffalo. Into January, February. There's only one way I think Miami's going to go to the Super Bowl under Tua, and that's if they lock in the number one seed. And it's going to be pretty hard to do with teams like Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore for the next 5, 6, 7 years. And Cincinnati had an off year. Another cold weather city in this January. So, you know, I don't know what to think of Tua. I thought that was – and I understand losing the game like 27-24 in cold weather. I get it. If they lost 27-24 with that – temperature of a wind chill of negative 28, I wouldn't be doing this. But they put up 7 points. The touchdown, I believe, came in the first quarter. Oh, that's right. That was also the warmest part of the game. I don't know. This morning, I felt much better about Tua last week than I do this morning. And maybe I should have just went with my gut all along. I said 3 years ago, I don't know what Tua is. I don't know what he is anymore. I think he's a good quarterback in 70, 80 degree weather. But once he goes to 40 under, he struggles majorly. All right. Coming up, you know, so I got a college story I want to talk about. What's interesting about CJ Stroud, big CJ Stroud fan. That was impressive. I mean, you're talking about the best defense in football with the Cleveland Browns, and he hung 45 on him. I mean, this kid's a superstar. And Houston, I wouldn't want to play him. If I'm Kansas City, I wouldn't want to play him. If I'm Baltimore, that's a tough first game in the playoffs for you. You know, I also want to give a breakdown of today's game. Steelers Bills was postponed, was supposed to be Sunday at 1. It's been postponed to today at 4:30, I'll break down that game. I think I'm going to take, but I do like Buffalo. I think it'll be close. I think it'll be very physical, but I do like the Buffalo Bills to come out with a win again, really close, maybe 28-24, somewhere like that. Close game, physical game. It'll be a type of game that a lot of people get injured in. But I think Buffalo finds Josh Allen like he did against Miami last week, finds ways to win. And into the night game tonight, Philadelphia, Tampa Bay. I think Philadelphia will find a way to win Jalen Hurts, but I'll tell you, the A.J. Brown missing, that hurts. That is a big loss to Philadelphia, big loss. So, I mean, I think it's so big that if Philadelphia loses this game tonight, I'll come on tomorrow and say that's why. I mean, that is a key player that you can easily go over the top to. Philadelphia can't do that now. They are completely limited with a run game. Completely limited with a run game now. And I think Philadelphia, sure, there's a couple of receivers that can, you know. I think this is a big, big, big deal to Philadelphia. So I'll talk about that next. College football story, Houston Texans. I'll tell you what, the Lions looked good. I watched I thought Detroit looked really, really good last night. I would not want to play. I think the Lions are going to the NFC Championship game. I think they can beat Philadelphia or Tampa Bay. San Francisco is going to be the challenge. I don't know if they're quite ready for it. I think San Francisco's defense, now that Dallas is out and, Cleveland's out, I think San Francisco's defense might be the best outside of maybe Baltimore. Baltimore and San Francisco have the two best defenses that are left, as well as Pittsburgh. But if they lose today, then it will just be San Francisco and Baltimore and Detroit. So, I mean, San Francisco and Baltimore. So I think that's a really challenging game for Detroit in the NFC Championship game. But I was impressed with Golf, and I was impressed with the Lions offense. All right, let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Truly a great company. Check them out today. www.creativemusicva.net. Creative Music Entertainment, more than just music. Truly a great company. Check them out today. Coming up on the Carson Court Show, a lot more college football story. Houston Texans. Keep your eye on the Texans. And, wild card, finishing up the wild card round, Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Tampa Bay, Philadelphia. It's next. It's the Carson Court Show in Virginia Beach. Welcome back to the Carson Court Show. Final segment of the day is still to come. I'm going to break down some wild card games today. It is, I think Houston, I want to start with Houston for a minute. I think the Texans, I wouldn't want to play them. Even Baltimore, I wouldn't want to play them. This was easily considered the best defense in the league with Cleveland. And Houston blew them out. I mean, it wasn't even close. It wasn't competitive. I mean, Stroud just ripped. C.J. Stroud just ripped through this Browns defense, ripped through this Browns pass rush. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't want to play him, especially Kansas City. Do you want to get in a shootout with Houston, who has right now, I think, outside of, one or two, I think they have better receivers. I mean, I don't know. Outside of Rice, I think Houston has better receivers. I mean, I wouldn't want to get in a shootout with Houston. And I think that's what it would be if Pittsburgh would win today. I think Kansas City and Houston would be a shootout, and I don't know who I would pick. I mean, C.J. Stroud is incredible. I said this when I watched the game. It kind of reminded you a few years ago of Cincinnati, right? Burrow's first year in the playoffs, excellent team, underrated, beat the Raiders. Went to Tennessee as the number one seed, beat them, goes to Kansas City, Arrowhead, pressure, no one gives. I mean, I'm just saying it reminds you of that. I would not want to play Houston right now, and I would not want to play. I mean, it was one thing when a young team like Green Bay really is coming in hot. Green Bay and Houston are blowing people out. I mean, you talk about pressure. Last weekend to beat the Colts, that's pressure to get into the playoffs. C.J. Stroud beat him and looked good and outplayed him. And then you go to you host Cleveland, who widely is considered the best defense right now in the league, and just ripped through them. I mean, it's either going to be Kansas City or Baltimore. If I'm Kansas City or Baltimore, I don't want to play Houston. I don't. They are riding on confidence. C.J. Stroud's riding on confidence. They have a D'Amico Ryan, great head coach. I would not want to play Houston. All right, so let me switch to my college football story. It's interesting. Things are getting interesting in Michigan. I will tell you what. So the Michigan QB, and again, it is... So the Michigan quarterback declared for the NFL draft yesterday. And a lot of you would say, well, he went to the championship. Yeah. I think it's a huge sign, the fact that many of you think, and I'm one of them, J.J. McCarthy, he's going to make the NFL, but the fact that a lot of you think that, and including myself, that Jim Harbaugh is going to the NFL, I think this is a huge sign. Because J.J. McCarthy, starting quarterback, who could come back to Michigan, I mean, Alabama, they might have an off year. I don't trust Clemson's quarterback. You know, it's going to get really interesting with Oregon and with UCLA and USC and Oregon and Washington coming to the Big Ten. JJ McCarthy, I'm out. I just wonder if that's a big sign, but also Oregon and Washington and UCLA and USC coming will push Jim Harbaugh to the NFL. Chargers job is looking good. I'm just saying, Herbert will have them to face Penn State and Ohio State and USC and UCLA again and again and again. You know, I just think that is a big sign that J.J. McCarthy, the starting quarterback for the Michigan Wolverines, says, I'm out. You know, you expect it with Caleb Williams. You expect it with Drake May. Those two are going to be one and two in the draft. You expect it with Jalen Daniels and Michael Penix. I expected those four. Bo Nick. I expected those guys. I didn't expect J.J. McCarthy. I thought, well, maybe he wants to ride it back. Again, I think Alabama takes a small step back. I think Clemson, I don't trust the quarterback. You know, UCLA, USC in cold weather for the first time might affect the game. I don't know. I think this is a big, big sign. J.J. McCarthy goes to the NFL. A big sign that Jim Harbaugh is looking to the Chargers. And we met with him too, or he's going to. All right. Well, coming up, my wild card weekend, I'm going to walk you through what I think is going to happen. It's going to be interesting. It's the Carson's Court Show coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day is here, my wild card guesses. So I said on Friday, I'm going to take Buffalo. I think the Steelers probably make it a close game. That defense is really good. TJ Watt out concerns me a little bit. But Josh Allen, as many interceptions as he throws, I think it's going to be a really good, tight, close game that's going to come down to the wire. I think the Bills probably, again, Josh Allen makes a play, finds a way to win the game. I think there'll be a couple interceptions by Josh Allen. But it, you know, again, about 28-24 Bills is kind of where I think it'll go. That starts at 4:30. But again, I think it's going to be a really close, much closer than a lot of people are giving credit to be, due partly because of the weather. It's still not 100% in Buffalo, but also I think part of it is that there's still a team, much like Houston, much like Green Bay. Oh, by the way, the two other upsets are feel playing confident right now. And I'm not saying Pittsburgh's going to upset Buffalo, but I am saying 10 points to the Bills. I can't give Josh Allen 10 points in that weather, as many interceptions as he's thrown the past 6 weeks. So I think the Steelers keep it close. I think it's close the whole game. I like Buffalo over Pittsburgh. My guess is 28-24. The night game tonight, Philadelphia and Tampa Bay. I think it's going to be close. I think it's not going to be as physical as Buffalo-Pittsburgh. Those two are well known for their defenses. But what it is going to be, I think, is lower scoring. I think Tampa Bay maybe, you know, it feels kind of like a 17-9, 17-10 game to me. Philadelphia wins. I think it's close. I think it'll feel closer than the scoreboard is. Again, I kind of like Philadelphia by a touchdown. You know, I think A.J. Brown not playing is a huge advantage for Philadelphia. Huge. For Tampa Bay. I mean, that's the number one receiver. I mean, that would be like Buffalo without Diggs, or, you know, Kansas City without Rice, or, you know, I mean, that is a huge, huge loss for Philadelphia. And I think Tampa Bay takes advantage of that, and that's what keeps it close. If A.J. Brown is playing, I would give Philadelphia easily 10 points to win. But, you know, Jalen Hurts is, you know, I don't think he's 100%. He's still dealing with a little injury. And I think Philadelphia, they're going to run it a lot, and so it's going to be lower scoring. So I think it feels like about Philadelphia by a touchdown, lower scoring, close game. It'll feel closer than it is on the scoreboard. You know, Tampa, it might be one of those games where the Buccaneers offense looks better than Philadelphia, partly because AJ Brown's out. But I think Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts, the running game, they got a running game. Philadelphia has a running game. So it's not like, you know, I think Philadelphia finds a way to win. I think it's really close, though. I like the Eagles. So there you go. Buffalo e Philly tonight. But it's going to be, both games are going to be close, lower scoring. And I think Philadelphia and Bills both find a way to win, and really close, good games, though. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the College Court Show today. For the final time, we're live in Virginia Beach. I do not own the copyrights to our intro song, The Final Countdown. Again, I do not own the rights to our intro song, The Final Countdown, by Europe. It's by Europe. Thank you for listening to the show today. Enjoy those games. I'll take Buffalo and Philadelphia. Have a great day, everyone. Again, both really close games. Talk tomorrow, College Court Show. Have a great day, everyone.